This program does not necessarily express the views of the Astor Broadcast Group, its management, or advertisers.
Savvy Women Wealth Management is an SEC-registered investment advisor, offering advisory services to clients who have engaged us in jurisdictions where we are properly licensed or exempt from licensure.
Welcome to today's Savvy Woman Show. I'm Catherine Magana of Savvy Woman Wealth Management, and I'm here with my partner, Steve Wolf, where our purpose is to entertain, enlighten, educate, and energize women into being knowledgeable investors. And guys, you can listen too. Today, we have a few very different and very interesting guests joining us on the Savvy Woman Show. We have Christy Stevenson of Charisma by Christy, who's a hair and makeup stylist. She'll share with us some tips on your image. We also have Jacob Karmazin, Platinum Agent, and Colin Crabb, a Regional Vice President for Long-Term Care Insurance, who will share with us the benefits of long-term care and when we should consider purchasing long-term care insurance.
And later in the show, we will be giving away another $50 gift certificate to the Vigilucci restaurant of your choice. So take down this number, 760-692-5700. That's the Savvy Women Show hotline number. And please note, if you have won a Vigilucci's gift certificate in the last 6 weeks, unfortunately, you will not be eligible for this week's prize. We'll let you know when to call in later in order to win. And again, you'll need to call the Savvy Women Show hotline phone number, 760-692-5700, in order to win.
So we thought we'd take a few minutes and give you a market update of what's going on. Obviously, last week there was a lot of volatility, and as of Friday for the week, we ended up on the Dow Jones up about 2.59%, and the S&P for the week was up about 4.12%. So we actually had a pretty decent week last week. Steven, do you want to share some tips?
Well, I don't know about tips, but I can tell you that it's interesting because just 2 weeks ago, everyone was lamenting that this was going to be the end of the world on the downside. And last week was one of the best weeks we've ever had in the market. So it just goes to show you, you know, that you can't just get emotionally involved. And I know we talk about this a lot, about how emotions will be the thing that will cause you not to be a good investor.
Correct. And volatility could be around for a long time. And that's why we have to make sure we have the long-term perspective in mind. And obviously looking at your asset allocation plan, which is what we're constantly telling you to do. You can actually find a blog on our SavvyUp.com website. Under blogs, we have Check Your Asset Allocation, which is a great article. Just a reminder about checking your current asset allocation.
Yeah, and getting back to the market for just a minute, I mean, today it's kind of flat, but the last couple of weeks, again, have been pretty volatile, and hopefully some of you out there have actually picked up some good bargains, because I think if you are a long-term investor, when markets go down by 4, 5, 6, 10%, that's the time you want to be buying. It's not the time you want to sell.
And also you have to look at, has anything changed fundamentally, or is it just the volatility in the market? And obviously the last few weeks, for those of you that are contributing to 401k plans or retirement plans or education plans, dollar cost averaging into the market gives you opportunities to buy at lower prices or higher prices.
The other thing that's happening is I passed a gas station along the way into the studio here this morning, and I haven't seen gas prices this low in a long time for around here anyway. For regular gas, regular unleaded, I guess it was down to about $3.25, and I think it was about a dollar more than that about a year ago. And although that may not sound like a lot, but if you fill up your tank once a week, and let's say you put, you know, 18, 20 gallons in there, so you're saving $18 or $20 a week times 52 weeks, that actually is a good thing for consumers. Not so good for the oil companies or the oil drillers, but I think that's going to be something that's going to help the consumer.
So another announcement that came up recently was on Social Security. So Social Security announced a 1.7% benefit increase for 2015. So basically what that means is for those of you that are collecting approximately $1,306, the cost of living adjustment starting in January 2015 would be about $1,328. So that's about a $22 increase per month. So just be on the lookout for that.
No, no, that's kind of interesting, too, especially because inflation has not really gone up a whole lot. I'm almost a little surprised that Social Security went up.
Yeah, well, I think obviously they have certain terms they look at and annualize the numbers, and I think that hopefully will help some of the retirees that are collecting Social Security. Some other changes that took place are they're going to take place in, as of January are going to be the maximum amount of earnings subject to Social Security tax. It's going to increase from $117,000 to $118,500. So of the 168 million workers who are paying Social Security taxes in 2015, about 10 million will be paying higher taxes because of the increase.
I'd like to find a time when we're paying lower taxes.
That would be nice.
You know, it's funny because I think when I first started working, the amount that you the maximum amount that counted toward toward the income tax or the Social Security tax was somewhere around the area of around $30,000 or $35,000. Today, it's what, about $115,000 or thereabouts?
$117,000, and then that's going to increase to $118,500. So right. It's definitely has increased over the years.
Love those taxes.
So we thought we'd take a few minutes and share with you about some of our upcoming events. Our next series of Savvy Woman Invest on Purpose events is coming up on Wednesday, November 12th at noon. So please give us a call to RSVP, and that number is 760-692-5700, or you can sign up online at savvyup.com. That's savvyup, SAVVYUP.com. These Savvy Woman events are fun little gatherings where women can talk about their natural strengths as women and how those strengths apply to managing money and investing. It's about taking a look into your future. We'll provide some tips, including how to find the right relationship with an investment advisor, someone you feel comfortable with, someone you can trust. We hope you can join us. Please give us a call today to sign up at 760-692-5700. And please understand the Savvy Woman Invest on Purpose events are not investing 101 classes. And for those of you Savvy Women that have already attended one of our Savvy Woman Invest on Purpose events, we want to advance to the next series. We have an Investment 101 event coming up, and it's called Becoming a Seriously Savvy Woman. And that workshop's going to be on the same date, Wednesday, November 12th at 5:30. So please give us a call to RSVP at 760-692-5700, or you can sign up at our website at savvyup.com. That's savvyup.com.
Yeah, and just to reiterate a little bit, the first event that we do is really not a Investment 101. The reason we say that is because sometimes we'll get someone in there that's disappointed because we haven't talked exclusively about stocks and bonds and how to be a better investor in that way. It's not that at all. And then the next one that we're doing on Wednesday evening November 12th, is more along those lines. So if somebody really wants to learn a little bit more about stocks and bonds and that particular thing, then that's the one to go to. So the Savvy Woman Invest on Purpose events at noon Wednesday, November 12th, and Becoming a Seriously Savvy Woman is at 5:30 on that same day, Wednesday, November 12th. Before we take a quick break, I want to remind you of our Savvy Women Show hotline number, 760-692-5700. And you want to have that ready because when we come back from the break, we'll be giving away a Vigilucci's Restaurant $50 gift certificate. And that number again is 760-692-5700.
Stay tuned to the Savvy Woman Show because when we get back from the commercial break, we have Christy Stevenson, a hair and makeup stylist, who will be joining us and she'll be sharing some tips on your image. So please be sure to stay tuned and savvy up.
Hi there, my name is Laura McGee. I'm a mediator and a divorce coach. One of the aspects of my work is helping women rebuild their lives after divorce. So listen up, ladies. Some of you are really good at investing and handling financial matters. Others, well, maybe not so good. It doesn't really matter. Savvy Women Wealth Management wants you. Do you want to have fun while learning? Do you want to be in control of your finances, more educated, empowered, and confident? Then you need to be part of the Savvy Women Club. Never heard of the Savvy Women Club? Well, that's okay. That's why I'm here. I'm letting you in on a little secret. We're not the same as the guys. How we feel about money and investing, who we want to work with, sets us apart. The club takes place in a really cool, non-threatening, fun atmosphere. So I want you to check out their upcoming events at savvyup.com or call 760-692-5700 and ask about becoming a Savvy Women Club member. That's savvyup.com or 760-692-5700. So go ahead, ladies. Take charge of your life. And savvy up!
As Mr. Obvious might say, women and men are different. We are different all the way from the hormones we have flowing through our bodies to the way we process information. For years, the financial industry was very male-dominated and male-centric. It was run by men who educated other men in the style of the way men learn. But things have changed. Many women have now entered the financial arena, and many other women are looking to learn more about finances and investing. We at Savvy Women Wealth Management believe that the process of education should be tailored to the student. That's why we have developed two workshops, Savvy Women Invest on Purpose and Becoming a Seriously Savvy Woman. We believe these events are tailored more toward the way women learn. They are limited in size, so the atmosphere is a little more intimate, a little more inviting, and a lot more fun. If interested, check out our event schedule at SavvyUp.com or call us at 760-692-5700. That's SavvyUp.com or 760-692-5700. Savvy Up!
Welcome back to the Savvy Women Show. Okay, we promised you that we'd be giving away a $50 gift certificate for one of the fine Vigilucci restaurants. So our hotline number again is 760-692-5700. That's 760-692-5700. The second caller to call in and say Savvy Up will be the winner. That number again is 760-692-5700. And the second caller to call us and say Savvy Up will win. All right. Well, today we have another female entrepreneur with us, Christy Stevenson. She's in the business of making you look and feel better. Christy is a highly acclaimed makeup artist, and she specializes in makeup for photo shoots. And her business, Charisma by Christy, has a full line of skincare and makeup products. You know, I first met Christy when Catherine and I recently did a photo shoot, and she was our makeup artist. And the pictures turned out great. And all I can say is that if you can make this mug look good, you are a miracle worker.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure working with you. That's what we do. I do specific makeup for photo shoots on professional people. It's a very large part of my business. But the other side of what I do is teaching these women how to have a very nice natural makeup for the workplace. So those are two different makeup experiences, which is why I offer workshops to the professional women that I meet in photo shoots so that they don't think the photo shoot makeup is, you know, how they should look.
So, Christy, how did you end up becoming a makeup artist? Or maybe share with us a little bit about your background.
Well, I was in college and got asked to do some modeling, and it paid very well at the time. But I went in one day, and the photographer said, well, Christy, you do your own makeup really well. Would you like to do makeup for a model in a photo shoot? And so I started working with this photographer and doing photography makeup. And the rest, as they say, is history. I've done commercials, film, TV, print, catalogs, worked for car companies, you know, IBM, Coca-Cola, you name it, to do makeup for their photo shoots, for their executives.
So did word just get out that you were doing this? I mean, it had to start somewhere. How did people know about you?
Well, back in the day before Google, I actually had an agent and who would represent me. And so people, if they were coming to San Diego to do a shoot, they would call up, say, three or four of the agents, and I would have a printed card that they would pick up from the agency of my work. So everything was done physically then. Now, of course, people Google, you know, best makeup artist in San Diego. Hopefully I come up there somewhere at the top of the page, because all of my new referrals are strictly off of the internet now, so I don't have an agent anymore. So times have really changed.
But you were a finance major in college at San Diego State. So,
yes.
You know, this is a far away from finance. Did you ever think about going into the financial world?
Well, it's always been something I've been, you know, kept track of and found interesting. And I love reading articles about the financial situation, especially the big meltdown that we had in 2008. That was great reading. I read several books on that. But I also was always an artist, too. So, you know, I was very good at math. But I also always did art my whole life. So I have. But my counselor said, you can't make your living as an artist. And of course, I've made my living as an artist my whole life.
Well, I know you mentioned, as we talked earlier, that you handle a lot of your financial decisions, or you have a good understanding. So it's not very common that a lot of women have that. But I think you having that education background probably helped you. So tell us a little bit about some of the clients that you work with.
Well, the professional women that I work with are at a level where they're probably traveling around the country speaking. Either they're published authors or many-time published authors, or they have something that will motivate women, something that they have seminars where we also teach them how to look good for speaking engagements, because that's a whole different thing. If you're up on stage as a professional speaker, I also work with them on that. And then we do the whole package. I work with a wardrobe person as well, because all of these things, either when you're on TV or you're on stage, you have to have a certain look and a certain wardrobe.
And although this is a woman's show, but it sounds to me that you also work with men as well.
Yes, same thing. Men, we make sure their wardrobe looks good on them. It fits them well. It's tailored. Their hair, and yes, they need makeup for the camera. Everyone needs makeup for the camera. There isn't anyone you see on TV or anywhere that isn't wearing makeup, and that's including all males and all females and even children.
Well, I know we don't need makeup for radio, but how's my lipstick look right now? All right. Now, you told us that your mother was a singer and on radio. Now, first of all, what's her name and what did she do?
Well, her name was Laura Stevenson, and back in the day, they had radio shows, and she actually sang in Hollywood and also in Arizona when she lived there. But you would have a studio audience, and you would be dressed up formally, and you would have hair and makeup people do your hair and makeup, and then she would wear an evening gown, and she would actually do a show, but it was a radio show. So I saw her photos of her, by the time I was a little girl, she wasn't doing anymore, but she had all these beautiful pictures of herself singing on, in front of the studio audience for the radio show. And she also had several pictures of her out with glamorous people in Hollywood, listening to the big band music. They would go out, and the guys wore tuxes, and the girls would wear evening gowns every night that they went out. So it was kind of fun.
That's what we wear at work. Tuxes and evening gowns.
It was a different era. I can't, it's hard to get us out of our jeans here in California.
So what kind of tips would you like to give some of our women professional listeners? I know for myself, being limited on the amount of time that I have, that's obviously something that's important to me. And I know you do some workshops too.
Yes. Well, I think with practice, I do workshops to teach women how to do their makeup in 10 minutes or less. And depending on your makeup, it should never be more than 10. And many women can do a very beautiful professional makeup in 5 minutes. And one of the things that I really have to push women on, but once they embrace it, they get a lot of good feedback, it's a little bit more color in the lips. You don't need to wear a lot of color on the cheeks, just a little bronzer. And you don't need to wear any colored eyeshadow in the workplace. It would just be your neutral color. So neutral on the eye, bronzer, not a lot of cheek color, and just, pump up that lip color a little bit. It really does make a difference. It brings out your eyes and makes you more charismatic, as we say.
So before we forget, first of all, we're talking to Christy Stevenson, who is a professional makeup and photo shoot artist. And before I forget, just tell people where they can go to learn more about you.
Well, they can go to my website, which is charismabychristy.com. And that would give them some examples of my work and a little bio of what we were talking about today, my experience and my expertise and some of the many hundreds of clients that I've worked with and continue to work with.
So what other kind of types of events or times do people come to use our services, maybe not just for professional pictures, but for other events and...
For evenings and for weddings. Of course, weddings are a photo shoot as well, but I can do, very glamorous evening makeup if you want to just be pampered and have somebody do it. I can apply your false eyelashes for you, that type of thing. I can do I do a lot of senior, high school seniors for their senior portrait. They come to me and I do their makeup for that or even for the prom. So, I work with girls of all ages. I work with teens. I give them little teen workshops when they're just starting to wear a little bit of makeup. So I really run the gamut from that to some of the high society women who go to a lot of these very elaborate black tie fundraising affairs.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about the skincare products and that. You said something about how technology is really changing the skincare business. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, the new technology is like nothing before. It's called nanotechnology. And there's two parts of that. One of it is that we can grow anything in a petri dish. So we can get the finest ingredients. A lot of them are these blue-green algaes from the ocean that have a wonderful effect on our skin, and grow them in the laboratory so they're completely pure. And then the nano part of it is that we don't test people on rabbits or on people on anything. We actually test it on the cells. And we film this so we can see exactly the effect that a particular ingredient has on a skin cell, for example, and we film that and we study it very closely to make sure that it doesn't harm the cell accepts it, doesn't compromise a barrier of the cell, because really, if your cells aren't happy, you're not going to have beautiful skin. So all of our things that I have on my line have gone through this testing, which is a little bit more expensive, but you know you're getting a really pure product that enhances the skin, has clinical results that is on each product, like within this many weeks you'll have this results, because we can say that because we've actually documented it scientifically.
So tell us a little bit about, I know that you mentioned you went into business for yourself about 6 years ago. Can you kind of maybe share with us your experience of that and how that's worked for you?
Well, I've been in business for 30 years, but 6 years ago we started doing headshots for professional women. Before that, I strictly worked with professional models. So this small business woman kind of photo shoot thing we started about 6 years ago has been very successful. We actually have people flying in from all over the United States to have us and the photographers I work with take their professional pictures. So that came as a result of the crash of 2008, when a lot of advertising just went away. And, people used to travel, they would find any excuse to come to San Diego to shoot here. Well, the economy just did a major flip-flop, as we all know. And so I had to find another source of income. And so I found a lot of people were unemployed, so they started their own business. So there's a huge influx of people starting small businesses, and that's what I capitalized on. And that has been at least half of my business now.
So I know you mentioned you had an advertising background. Does that come into play for you when you deal with these different professionals?
Absolutely. Yeah, we keep up with the research, like what is really working as far as an image goes and what isn't working. We really are up to date. We don't do that old cookie cutter picture that you see again and again and again, or the deer in the headlights, a convict, picture. We create something that's individual to that person, and we also do the research on eyes to the camera, poses, how things look, the background, to make a very engaging picture for you and your company and your business.
So when you say what's working, you're talking about for the individual themselves?
Well, yes, what's working for the individual, and also just what is shown by doing polls on people, that this is something that's attractive to them. And so we can bring that into the photo and encompass that. Like, there are certain things like, the eyes are very important, and that's the most important thing. And we're known for really bringing out people's eyes, which makes the picture more engaging.
Interesting. I think even ourselves going through a photo shoot with you, we had different images and pictures done. So it was nice to have that on site, on hands approach. And I think you work very well with us, and obviously working with the photographers as well. So it was definitely a delight working with you.
Yeah. And I also know that you said that you might want to give away a prize for people, maybe if they call into our hotline. What are you giving away?
Well, I'm giving away a makeup workshop with a bottle of foundation included, because foundation is very important just in the workplace and for photography, to just even out the skin tone. And I have a very light foundation that you can't feel. And I think most women shy away from foundation, but this foundation, I guarantee you will love it, because it's really feels like you have nothing on, it really evens out the skin tone.
Okay. I always like feeling like I have nothing on. if you want this gift, actually, from Christy, the number to call is 760-692-5700 and tell them that you heard about it, and you'll be the first one to call. Tell them that you heard about it on the radio, and the people who are answering our hotline may not even know what we're doing here because we just decided to do it. So tell them that they can talk to us later, but go ahead and call 760-692-5700.
Well, Christy, thank you very much for being here with us today. Definitely, I have learned some new tips from you, and hopefully that will help our listeners. So be sure to stay with us through the break, because when we come back, we have Jacob Karmazin, Planum agent, and Colin Crabb, a regional vice president for long-term care insurance, will share with us the benefits of long-term care and when you should consider purchasing long-term care insurance. With the cost of healthcare rising rapidly, you want to hear what they have to say. So be sure to stay tuned and savvy up. Remember 1999? I do. I'm Catherine Magana from Savvy Woman Wealth Management. That was the year I started in the financial advice business. Let's see if you can guess when my partner, Steve Wolf, started. I'm your Venus. I'm your fire. Your
desire. I'm your Venus. I'm your fire. Your desire. Seems like yesterday, Catherine. The song was Venus, sung by Bananarama in 1986. We've gotten to know a lot of people over the years. Many of them have become clients and friends. We've gotten to know a lot of couples and tons of women.
That's right. And it's our job to know as much as we can about them in order to properly construct their financial plans. In many cases, we learn many intimate details about their lives.
It's been interesting to see the dynamics, especially between couples. Oftentimes, it's the woman who takes care of the bank book, but it's the man who makes all the investment decisions, and the wife tells us that that's okay because he is going to take care of things.
In all fairness, most of the husbands did a good job, but the problem is that women generally outlive the men. Plus, there's the potential for divorce, which could leave a woman on her own. We want her to be comfortable with investing. That's why we developed our Savvy Woman Invest on Purpose workshop. It's a place where women can get comfortable with investing in a fun, friendly environment.
You can sign up at SavvyUp.com or call us at 760-692-5700. And please understand, this first workshop is not an Investment 101 seminar. So sign up at SavvyUp.com.
No more than 10 women per workshop. So sign up now at SavvyUp.com or 760-692-5700 for the next Savvy Woman Invest on Purpose event. We know you're going to love it and really have fun. That's SavvyUp.com or 760-692-5700.
And you know, a lot of husbands are thrilled their wives are getting educated about investing. So whether you're married, widowed, or divorced, this is a great place to get started. We want you to get savvy, and while you're at it, really have a good time.
Savvy Up. Because it's always a
good time. Welcome back to the Savvy Women Show with certified financial planner Catherine Magana and me, Steve Wolf. You know, we're really pleased to have with us a couple of pros in the long-term care and life insurance field, Jacob Karmazin and Colin Crabb. You know, I first met Colin when I was in Scottsdale, Arizona, where my wife and I were vacationing, and we were at the swimming pool of the hotel. Where else would you be in Scottsdale with 103-degree temperatures? But we're standing around the poolside bar sipping on some tropical refreshments, and we noticed Colin on the other side of the bar. Now, you have to understand that Colin really stands out from the crowd, especially with his shirt off, because the man is a competitive bodybuilder. Now, my wife is also a fanatic when it comes to being in shape, so she said to me, why don't you go over and ask him what his diet is? Of course, I looked at her and said, why don't you go over and ask him what his diet is? Of course, then she came back to me and said, why don't you? I said, why don't you, etc. Well, we all know how that came out. I went over and started talking to Colin. And we had a long conversation, but to make a long story short, I found out he was working in an area that we at Savvy Women Wealth Management and our parent company, WWM Financial, believes extremely important, long-term care and life insurance.
Then Colin introduced us to Jacob, who's been in the long-term care business for about 7 years. And after a lot of due diligence, we decided we wanted them to work with us. So Colin and Jake, welcome to the Savvy Woman Radio Show.
Thanks a lot, guys. We really appreciate you having us out today. Thank you.
So why don't you tell us a little bit, Jacob, about your background and perhaps how you got into the long-term care industry?
So I got into the long-term care industry. I've been around for since I was about 17, 18 years old, because my father was he was with New York Life, and his main practice was long-term care. So I knew a lot about the business growing up into it. So I got my license with New York Life at 18 and was with them for a couple years, and then graduated at San Diego State with a finance degree. And since 2007, I've been doing long-term care ever since. I have hundreds and hundreds of clients out here in San Diego, and I really enjoy helping people here.
So can either of you share with us perhaps what long-term care is? I know we have all different types of levels of investors or listeners out there. Can one of you kind of share with us a little bit about what it is?
Yeah, basically, long-term care is an event or any kind of disability, accident, chronic illness that can happen to you that makes you need assistance with certain activities. The certain activities that we take for granted, like eating, bathing, dressing, showering, hands-on assistance, whether it's getting out of bed, getting up. So most of these people can need it, when they're elderly, whether it's a disability, multiple sclerosis, or even if it's a cognitive impairment, more relating to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. And a big misconception people may have is that it has nothing to do with your age. 40% of people that need these types of services, believe it or not, are under 65 years old. And the importance of looking into this is, of course, getting it before you need it, but also before your health may change because the risk of people being uninsurable.
Yeah. So before we go on a little bit further, Cullen, tell us a little bit about your background. I know you don't do bodybuilding as a profession, so.
Yeah. Actually something I do for fun in my spare time. But my background, I started in financial services in 2002. And initially, I was in the mortgage banking arena. And of course, that was a whole lot of fun until 2007, when the banking industry collapsed. At which point, then I transferred over and became a stockbroker just in time to deal with the 2008 market collapse.
Nice timing.
Yeah, yeah. And then from there was just kind of a natural transition for me into the life insurance industry. Working with a lot of financial advisors, and there was one thing that I noticed is that really good money managers, they don't like the process of dealing with underwriters and things of that nature. So being that I was in the banking industry and dealt with underwriters my whole career, it was kind of a real natural fit for me, and I've been doing it ever since.
So from a planning perspective, obviously long-term care planning is important. And what we also find is that women are caregivers more often than men. Perhaps you maybe want to share with us some information about women and caregiving.
So, of course, long-term care can affect anybody, but generally when somebody needs it, I think it's a natural for women to be more the nurturing type and the ones that are giving the caregiving. About 3/4 of family caregivers are women. Whether it's daughters, nieces, cousins, spouses, wives. And so, of course, men can help out, but they generally do maybe with financial roles or house repairs or things of that nature. But generally, women are the ones that are giving the care. And this is a huge effect now because the workforce is about half and half now, and a lot of women are having to leave their work to be taken care of a loved one.
What's interesting, my mother just had some heart issues recently, and I'm obviously the daughter and caring for her. And I am shifting from being the daughter to being the caregiver for her. And it's been an interesting ride, but I think obviously seeing it firsthand, some of the other things that I'm dealing with is having young children. So there's a lot of women out there that are working, dealing with aging parents and caring for their kids. So
the sandwich generation.
Yes. And I'm living it. Yep. And it's real. And it's, you have the stress and the emotions of it and dealing with it. And obviously you get through it, but there's definitely a lot of planning that needs to be done in advance.
You mentioned Parkinson's. Unfortunately, my dad had Parkinson's, and he's passed away about 5-6 years ago now. But I watched him slowly deteriorate. And this was a person who was as strong as an ox when he was alive or when he was younger. And in the last two or three years of his life, he ended up in a nursing home. So you just never know what's going to happen. That's why this is such an important thing. And it can be devastating to someone's finances.
So can you touched on it briefly, but maybe kind of talk a little bit about, sometimes we have different investors come in and they ask, when should they look? Should they look at long-term care in their 50s or 60s? And I know you mentioned, Jacob, things happen at under 65, but at what age would you recommend somebody start looking at long-term care planning?
Catherine, if you don't mind, I'll jump in and handle this one, but there is a misconception out there that long-term care insurance is for elderly people. And it's just due to a lack of education. It's really not for elderly people. Like Steve had mentioned, he had a family member that dealt with Parkinson's. I had the same thing, actually, believe it or not, with my stepfather, who woke up one day in his late 50s and his arm was shaking and didn't know why. And of course, it was Parkinson's, and that's an uninsurable condition. So when should you start to look at long-term care insurance? To be honest with you, the sooner the better. It's real important, especially for females, in your 40s, 50s, but the odds of getting the coverage when you get out into your 60s, especially 70s, decrease substantially due to the decline rates.
So if somebody's thinking about long-term care, what kind of tips or how would you, what would be the next step for them?
Well, the next step for them is to reach out to Savvy Wealth Women in Management and give you guys a call and come in for a consultation.
And obviously there's different planning involved with long-term care and different ways of managing the long-term care. So obviously working with Jacob and Colin and coming up with the best strategy to implement for you.
Absolutely.
So why is it then do you see that more women than men have long-term care coverage?
I think they're a little bit more the planner when it comes to this kind of stuff. I think men are, not all of them, but a lot of them I've ran into are a little bit more naive in that they've always been in control of themselves, whether it's financially, taking care of the family. And for them to think about losing control of their body and not being able to take care of themselves is something that they're a little bit maybe naive about. And women are generally the planners with this type of insurance. And I think that they really realize that they are the ones that are going to be taking care of the men. Women have at least, a 5-year longer life expectancy than men. And maybe men think that, their wives will be able to take care of them. And the problem is that when the women, outlive their spouses, no one's going to be there to take care of them. Kids today or their grown kids could be overseas. Who knows what state their jobs will be there, they'll be working at. And so it's, it is a man and a woman issue, but it really is primarily a women issue with long-term care.
Yeah, and from personal experience too, and Jake, like you had mentioned, I think men have a much harder time dealing with the fact that they're not going to be able to take care of themselves one day. But it is for men too. I mean, my grandfather was in long-term care for over 7 years, and he worked hard his whole life and built up a substantial retirement portfolio. And after 7 years of needing care, he was pretty much financially destitute. So it can happen to men. But statistically, when we look at the claim statistics, since women live quite a bit longer than men, the odds for them needing care is substantially higher, and it's really a great risk. It's a sliding scale, but once you reach the age of 65, females are probably looking at close to about an 80% chance of needing care, and then of course when you get out into your 90s, it just goes up from there exponentially. So it is a really large risk for it. Yeah,
but you also said that it's not just for old people. So what are some of the issues that would take place for a younger person that they would need long-term care?
Believe it or not, we have people on claim as early as 22, 23 years old. Bad automobile accident.
Automobile accidents, sporting accidents, mm-hmm. strokes.
The list goes on and on, yeah. Just anything where you're going to be laid up for an extended period of time. And, one of the big companies, the largest institutions that we represent, I think we have an individual that's on claim as early as 22. So.
Okay, when we get back after a short break, don't go away because we're going to continue our discussion on long-term care and address why women are at greater risk. So stay tuned and savvy up.
You're a successful woman. You have a great job. Perhaps you're married. You're probably putting money into a retirement plan like a 401k or IRA. You have an investment account that you have on autopilot. Your monthly statements pile up in the corner and get put into a computer file never to be seen again, except maybe around tax time. If this describes you, then it's time to take a second look at what's going on with your investments. Bring that pile of stuff that includes your investment statements, your retirement plan info, your tax returns, and the rest of your financial information, and let us at Savvy Women Wealth Management take a second look at it. With a certified financial planner and many years of experience under our belts, we can take an objective look at how you're situated as far as your financial goals are concerned. We know that all of us spend hours and hours planning our vacations. Let's take as much time to plan our future wealth. Look us up at SavvyUp.com. That's SavvyUp.com. Or give us a call at 760-692-5700 and set up a 30-minute consultation. Savvy Up!
A man named George Adair uttered the following quote, "Everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear." Wow, how powerful are those words?
We've all experienced the fear of the unknown. For some, it's easy to conquer, but for many, fear can be debilitating. We at Savvy Woman Wealth Management have witnessed many women who knew they needed to learn about financial matters, but were honestly afraid they would not be able to understand it, so they never started.
They just kept putting it off, and then one day, they were alone. No husband, no significant other. That's when the panic sunk in.
If that sounds like you, it's time to take control. Investing is not rocket science. Start your journey by looking us up at SavvyUp.com. Sign up for one of our next events. Our goal is to enlighten and empower women of all ages.
We believe in education, planning, and the discipline to stick with the plan. Let us show you how. Visit SavvyUp.com to learn more. That's SavvyUp.com. If you take the first step, we'll help you finish the race. Savvy up. Well, welcome back to the Savvy Women Show with Catherine Magana, Certified Financial Planner, and myself, Steve Wolf. And we have a couple of great guests on here today, Jake Karmazin and Cullen Crabb. And by the way, just before I ask Cullen to do something for us, when he and I were together in Arizona, he revealed to me that his last name, being Crabb, he's related to Buster Crabb, who many of you may know as Flash Gordon. Excuse me. Does that help you out at all?
I mean, that's I get that quite a bit, actually. But you have to be, you know, of a certain age to remember who my grandfather was. But in any case, yeah.
But he was an Olympic gold medal winner, was he?
Yeah. Gold medal, gold and bronze medal winner.
In swimming?
Yes, in swimming. And then, of course, Hollywood back in those days would recruit people because of their physiques, the swimmers, and, you know, Flash Gordon, Buck Rogers, Tarzan, well over 100 Westerns, you know, pretty famous guy, actually.
Yeah, actually, Flash Gordon was one of my favorites growing up.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we get back to the interview, we're going to have a little fun with you. You know, we have to read a disclaimer every week, and since our attorneys think that that's important. And what we've decided to do is time people for reading the disclaimer, kind of like what they do on drug ads where they read it really fast.
Sure.
Only the thing is, we have to be able to understand you. So the record is by a guest is 27.1 seconds.
27.
I actually hold the record for non-guests, but I get to read it a lot. So 27.1 seconds is your bogey. So whenever you're ready to go, Cullen, go for it.
Okay. The options expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or on any specific security. It's not only intended to provide education about the financial industry to determine which investments may be appropriate for you. Consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is not guaranteed of future results. Any indications referred for comparison or unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember, invest involves risk and possibility of loss, principal, capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. How do we do?
Well, you did 34 seconds.
34.
I think he beat me still.
Yeah, I think you beat Catherine. And also, we had someone on here who didn't speak English, too, and she was a little slower.
She was a little slower. So,
so make sure you stay in the weightlifting game.
I guess so, yeah. I'm still waiting for Hollywood to call to re-release Flash Gordon. They haven't done that yet.
Well, if they do, I want to be Ming.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always thought he was pretty cool.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so before the break, we promised you we would get back to you on why women are at greater risk. So Jacob, perhaps you could share with us some information on that.
Well, one of the biggest risks for long-term care as people age generally over 80 is, of course, the risk of having Alzheimer's. About 10 million women either have Alzheimer's or are carrying someone with that disease. In the next 70 seconds, someone in this country will develop Alzheimer's. And it stresses that women make up two-thirds of the people in the United States with Alzheimer's and account for 60% of either paid or unpaid caregivers with this disease. And so this is generally one of the scariest diseases that people are fearful of, and more people are fearful of Alzheimer's than even cancer. So this is a growing disease that, you know, we still don't have a cure for, and, you know, can go on for 7, 8, 9, 10 years. So that can be financially, emotionally devastating for every party involved, whether it's the person, the spouse, the their grown children, and even grandchildren.
So, you know, we bring people in to see you guys because, again, we're working with both Jake and Cullen. What do you do when you go into a meeting? I mean, what's important? What are you looking for?
There's quite a few things that we're looking for. I mean, number one, obviously, is the client's goals and objectives, what they're trying to accomplish, their certain situation, their existing net worth, what we're looking to protect, what we have asset-wise in order to handle this type of claim. from the Alzheimer's perspective, like Jacob had mentioned, one of the youngest clients earlier in my career that I had was in her early 40s, and she had reached out to us and gave a call and needed to see me right away. But anyway, to make a long story short, this was a couple that lived up in the Santa Barbara area, and mom had developed Alzheimer's, and she basically needed care for a period of 17 years. And during that time, it was so stressful on the spouse. So this is what happens a lot, is that dad had a stroke, and he needed care for 9 years. Anyway, they had a very large estate. And, of course, by the time the two of them had passed away, the estate had diminished next to nothing.
And that's probably the biggest risk, I think, that people face, is it not? Their estate being diminished.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, not planning. That old saying, if you don't plan, you plan to fail. So
right, if you fail to plan.
Exactly. Yes.
So when you go into the meeting then, are you asking them to bring anything with them or just come there and talk?
Well, normally when they come to the meeting, first thing that we want to do is take a look at, hey, do they have any existing insurance policies, right? Do they have any existing life insurance policies that are on the books? I mean, there's so many different ways to handle a long-term care type of situation. Linked benefit products are kind of driving the marketplace now. So we try to collect as much information as we can prior to the meeting so that when we sit down, we can make the appropriate recommendations.
And didn't you both tell us that the insurance companies are changing a little bit and some are dropping out of the marketplace? So what's going on in regards to that?
Well, you know, about 90% of the long-term care companies have fled the market. And when they flee the market, that just means that they basically stop selling the insurance product. One of the biggest reasons is that the interest rate environment is so low for the insurance carriers that it's really difficult for them to price the product and to make a profit on it. So most companies have either suspended sales or they continuing to reprice the products where it makes it more expensive to buy, meaning less people are buying it. So
what you're saying is that a lot of those companies don't want to be in the long-term care business.
Absolutely, yeah. So here's the thing. Long-term care is a new animal, right? It's been around roughly about 37, 38 years. And initially when the insurance companies got involved, right, they weren't they didn't have an idea as to what the claims level was going to be. They didn't think that many people were going to end up on claim. And the reality is well over 70% of people ended up on claim. So, you know, some companies are committed to staying into the industry. Other companies just looked at it, our long-term care portfolio, such a small percentage of our overall business. you know, we're just shutting it down, closing the doors. So we've seen a lot of that on the traditional type of side for long-term care insurance carriers, especially out here in the state of California. But now the big insurance companies have, you know, identified this problem. We know that it's a big epidemic, especially for the baby boomers. And the linked benefit products are kind of starting to drive the marketplace now.
And so what about those that maybe have some medical conditions? I think that sometimes we hear from clients where, you know, they're afraid they won't get coverage, or is that where the link products might be a little bit more in their favor? Or?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that, you know, myself or Jacob will do is, you know, when we pre-qualify somebody and we speak with somebody, I mean, we need to ask about their health. It's important that, you know, the individual is open and honest about any health conditions that they may have, because every carrier views risk a little bit differently. And that allows us to, you know, place that individual with the appropriate carrier that's going to give them, you know, the best possible product and price related to their specific risk.
So let's talk a little bit about the cost of care. It's obviously been increasing over the years. You know, do you think that's going to change, or what is your take on that?
Well, you know, the average median cost of a nursing home today is about $77,000 a year, but, you know, here in California, we're about $91,000. You know, the cost of nursing homes on average grow at 5% a year, and that doesn't look like it's going to change much. I mean, that just gets higher and higher and higher.
Obamacare isn't going to stop that?
No. Doesn't look like it. But a big misconception people also have with long-term care is that they think it's like nursing home insurance, and in reality, it's nursing home avoidance insurance. 80% of long-term care claims are paid in the home. And home care today, you know, it's about $20 an hour. And the cost of home care agencies, because the demand is, the supply is actually so high, that the home care inflation isn't as high as nursing home and assisted living facilities. But, you know, on average, the cost of long-term care can be about $80,000 to $90,000 a year. The average illness by insurance carriers are about 4 to 5 years. So you're looking at almost $400,000 per spouse that they can go through for long-term care, and that's in 2014.
Yeah, that's today in today's dollars after taxes.
Right, and it seems like as far as spouses are concerned, when the first one goes in, it's even more devastating, because when the second one goes in, usually you can sell the home or something like that. But with the first one, you've got a home to take care of and the sick person.
Well, and, you know, unfortunately, like we had talked about, only a certain percentage of Americans have this type of coverage. And, you know, there's a misconception that maybe Medicare or Medicare supplement covers these expenses, and that's just not the case. The only way to cover these expenses is via long-term care. And I think it's just due to lack of education out there, to be honest with you.
And you also have to think about the different situations. I mean, there's a lot of families out there, perhaps, and obviously with the wife living longer than the spouse or the husband, that perhaps he may need to go into assisted living, and she still has her home, and maybe down the line she doesn't want to go in assisted living. She wants to do in-home care. So, I mean, obviously you can't forecast exactly what it's going to look like, but there's a lot of different variables to consider when you look at this type of planning.
Yeah, and before we end the interview, we've only got a couple minutes left. I want to let people know that if you have, perhaps you want to know whether you're covered or not, or whether your coverage is good or not, come in and talk to us. You know, you can get a hold of us on the Savvy Women number at 760-692-5700, or you can get us on our
website at savvyup.com.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at something that Dylan is putting up on the screen. Distracted a little bit.
Okay. Okay, so every week we want to leave you with an inspirational quote. This week our quote is by Alice Walker. The most common way people, women, give up their power is by thinking they don't have any.
All right. Well, next week's show is going to be a little bit different than most. Catherine, myself, and Vince Stefano, who is a portfolio manager for WWM Financial and Savvy Women Wealth Management, will be talking a little about our philosophy and what goes into making portfolio decisions, as well as what it means to be a certified financial planner and why you might want to use a CFP. We'll also touch on why working with an RIA, Registered Investment Advisor, firm such as ours, differs from the so-called wirehouses like Merrill Lynch or Morgan Stanley. So we hope you'll be listening next Monday morning at 11 a.m. right here on Financial News and Talk Radio. And as we always leave you with, thanks for listening. Please know that our mission is to entertain, enlighten, educate, and energize. And also remember, knowledge is power. For successful investing, never stop learning, and
savvy up.
Savvy up.